From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A Democratic congresswoman from South Florida argued last night that the U.S. House of Representatives had to impeach President Donald Trump to save the republic. Here's what Congresswoman Lois Frankel of West Palm Beach said last night as she took to the House floor.
Madam Speaker, a republic is a form of government in which the country is considered a public matter, not the private concern or property of the rulers. In a republic, no person is above the law. In a republic, the president may not abuse his power by withholding critical foreign assistance for his own personal political gain, nor may he stop witnesses from talking. I did not come to Congress to impeach a president, but I did take an oath to keep the republic. For our children and our grandchildren, we should do nothing less. One day, I will tell my grandson that I stood up for our democracy. I will vote yes to impeach the president.
Members of Congress from Florida voted along party lines last night. In local news this morning, it's taken the city of Fort Lauderdale more than a week to stop a sewage leak after a sewer main broke in a Fort Lauderdale neighborhood. A bypass was opened up in the wee hours of the morning yesterday and is now diverting the sewage away from dumping into the Tarpon River. Now the city is working to replace that broken section of pipe. City Manager Chris Lagerblum spoke to reporters yesterday.
You know, it's a big pipe and we have to get the one out that's there and then get the new one in. Conservatively, I would think that we have that project done by Saturday morning at the latest.
Lagerblum says it's too soon to know the environmental impact of the spill, which, according to multiple reports, discharged millions of gallons of raw sewage. The city continues to do water testing in the Tarpon River. For the time being, there's still an advisory asking people to avoid water recreation activities in the Tarpon River and also parts of the New River. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.